The orphan Oliver Twist has become the unwitting apprentice to a gang of London thieves led by Fagin. He's been mistakenly arrested as a pickpocket, and Fagin's gang have sent Nancy on an urgent mission to get Oliver back before he can lead the law to them. But unbeknown to them, Oliver has been cleared of the charge by his supposed victim, the kindly Mr. Brownlow. Brownlow is now sheltering him in his grand London house, where there's a portrait of a young lady who bears a striking resemblance to Oliver.
Very smart. New suit, new cap, new pair of shoes. Mr. Brownlow will be proud of you.
You're so kind to me. I've never been so happy in my life.
Oh, hush. That's enough.
Mrs. Bedwin?
Yes, Oliver?
Where's the picture of the lady?
Ah, it's gone, you see.
Yes, but why have they taken it away?
Well, because Mr. Brownlow said that as it seemed to worry you, perhaps it might prevent you getting better, you know.
Oh, no. It didn't worry me, ma'am. I like to see it.
Ah, so this is the boy, is it, Brownlow?
This is the boy.
How are you, boy?
Much better, thank you, sir.
This is an old friend of mine, Oliver. Mr. Grimwig. Oliver, go downstairs. Mrs. Bedwin, bring up the tea. And muffins.
And muffins.
Buttered.
Yeah, buttered.
Yes, sir.
Come along, Oliver.
He's a nice looking boy, is he not?
I don't know. Don't know? No. I don't see any difference in boys. I only know two sorts of boys. Mealy boys and beef-faced boys.
And which is Oliver?
Mealy. I know a friend who has a beef-faced boy. A horrid boy with the voice of a foghorn and the appetite of a wolf, the wretch.
Come, these are not the characteristics of Oliver Twist, so he needn't excite your wrath.
No, he may have worse. Where does he come from? Who is he? What is he? Trust your housekeeper counts the plates at night. Oh, if she doesn't find a spoon or two missing some sunshiny morning, I shall eat my head, sir. I shall eat my head.
I'll answer for that boy's truth with my life.
And I for his falsehood with my head.
She ain't got him, Nancy. What's happened? The young brat's been ill and the old cove's taken him.
What? Why ain't he in the cells?
He's been cleared. We must know where he is, my dears. He must be found or he may lead the law right to us.
The old cove lives up Pentonville, they said.
Pentonville? Charlie, do nothing but talk about it if we go news of him.
Right.
Nancy, my dear, I must have him found. I trust to you, my dear, to you and the Dodger for everything.
Thank you.
There's money, my dears. Find him. Find him out. That's all. I shall know what to do next. Never fear.
Here we are, sir.
Ah, the muffins.
And the butter's saved right through.
Oh, bother.
Sir, what's the matter?
They're a pile of books. I meant to return them to the bookseller. I particularly wish them returned tonight.
Send Oliver with them. He is sure to deliver them safely.
Yes, do let me take them, sir.
But you've only just... Well, why not?
Oh, you shall go, Oliver.
Ah, here they are. You are to say you brought these books back and that you come to pay the £4.10 I owe him. This is a £5 note, so you'll have to bring me back 10 shillings. Mrs. Bedwin will tell you the way, won't you, Bedwin?
Yes, sir.
Yes, but... and we'll keep a muffin for you when you return.
Won't be 10 minutes, sir.
Oh.
Well, what's the matter, Bedwin?
I don't know, sir. Oh, bless his sweet face. I can't bear somehow to let him out of my sight.
Nonsense. Off you go and tell him the way.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me see. He'll be back in 20 minutes at the longest. Oh, it'll be dark by that time.
You really expect him to come back, do you?
Don't you?
No, I do not. The boy has a new suit of clothes on his back, a set of valuable books under his arm, and a £5 note in his pocket. He'll join his old friends, the thieves, and laugh at you. If ever that boy eats that muffin, sir, I'll eat my head, sir. I'll eat my head.
Bill! Bill!
What's that, Dodger?
I've seen him.
What?
I've seen a boy. Where's Nancy?
Well, she's having a plate of boiled beef at the bar.
Thank you.
Keep quiet, you farming. Bullseye, keep quiet.
There he is. Swipe me. Look at his togs.
All right, Nance. Go to it.
Now get that blessed apron on.
Now don't push me.
She's had too much gin.
Go on, then. Don't hang about. Right?
Right.
Oh, my dear brother. I found you.
No. Let go of me. Who are you?
Oh, my gracious. I found him. Oh, no.
What are you stopping me for?
You naughty boy. I mean, suffer such distress. Come home. Come.
Let me go.
What's the matter, Mom?
He ran away from his parents there a month ago and went and joined a set of fever and nearly broke his mother's heart.
Oh, young wretch.
Oh, you little brute.
I'm not. I don't know. Oh, come home, Ned.
My name's not Ned. It's Oliver. Oliver Twist, and I'm an orphan.
Don't hear it now. He breaks it out.
Let me go.
Oh, little man. Here, where do you think you're going?
What's this? Young Ned, you come home to your poor mother, you young dog. Come home directly.
I don't belong to them. I don't know them. Help!
Help! I'll help you, you young rascal. What books are these? You've been a-stealing them, have you? Give them here.
That's right. Bring it to his senses.
He'll do him good.
Yeah, he's going to get it. Come on, you young villain. Here, Bullseye. Mind him, boy.
Help me. I don't know them. Help me!
Did he say his name was Twist?
Yeah.
Oliver Twist. An orphan?
So he said.
Best dressed orphan I've ever seen.
Damn him. Why isn't he in the workhouse?
Please, let me go! Please!
Here, Bullseye. Oh, you see this lad here? If he speaks ever so soft, have his throat out. Do you mind? What? Well, he's as willing as a Christian. Strike me blind if he ain't. Now, you know what you've got to expect, Master. So call away as quick as you like. A dog will soon stop that game. Now, get on, young'un!
Hello, Oliver. How you doing? Nice to have you back. Here, who was that cove asking about you back then?
What?
Seemed to know about Oliver Twist, the orphan, and was upset you wasn't in the workhouse.
Don't know.
Can't have been your father, anyhow.
Well, Brownlow, shall I eat his muffin now or later?
He'll be back.
Could we light a lamp, do you think? Or are we to sit in the dark all night?
Hmm? Oh,
yes. Yes, indeed. I hate to see a muffin go to waste.
Fagin, I got him! Oh!
Look at him. Look at his togs. Superfine cloth and the heavy swell cut. And his books too. Nothing but a gentleman, isn't he, Fagin?
Delighted to see you looking so well, my dear. The Dodger shall give you another suit for fear you should spoil that Sunday one. Why didn't you write, my dear, and say you were coming? We'd have got something warm for supper. Here.
Hello, what's that?
A fiver in his pocket. Oh. Thank you, Dodger.
Here! That's mine, Fagin.
No, my dear. Mine, Bill, mine. You should have the books.
That ain't mine. Mine and Nancy's, that is. I'll take the boy back again. Come, hand over, will you?
This is hardly fair, Bill. Hardly fair, is it, Nancy?
Well, fair or not fair, hand over, I tell you. Now, do you think Nancy and me have got nothing else to do with our precious time but to go scouting after every young boy that gets grabbed through your bungling? Give it here, you avaricious old skeleton! Give it here! That's for our share of the trouble. And not half enough, neither. You can keep the books if you're fond of reading. And if you ain't, sell them.
Yeah, they're very pretty. Beautiful writing, isn't it, Oliver?
They belong to the old gentleman. Please send them back. And the money, too. He'll think I stole them.
You're right, Oliver, you're right. He will think you've stolen them. It couldn't have happened better if we'd chosen our time.
Yeah, where do you think you're going? Get in, Bullseye!
Bill! Get the dog off him! He'll tear the boy from pieces!
Tell him right! Stand off on that dog or I'll split your skull against the wall.
I don't care. The boy shan't suffer more unless you kill me first.
Shan't he? I'll soon do that if you don't keep off. Bullseye!
The girl's gone mad, I think.
No, she hasn't. Don't think it.
Then keep quiet, will you?
No, I won't do that neither. What do you think of that?
So, you wanted to get away, did you, Arthur, eh? Wanted to get assistance, call for the police, eh? We'll cure you of that, my young master.
Don't you touch him, baby. I won't stand by and see it done. You've got the boy. What more do you want? Leave him be. Leave him be, or I'll put that mark on some of you who'll bring me to the gallows before my time.
Why? Nancy. You're more clever than ever tonight. My dear, you're acting beautifully.
Am I? Mind I don't go over the top. You'll be the worse for it if I do, Fabian.
Damn your eyes, Nancy. What do you mean by this? Do you know who you are? What you are?
Oh, yes. I know all about it.
Well, then keep quiet, or I'll quiet you for a long time to come. Oh, you're a nice one to take up the pretty and genteel side. A pretty subject for the boy to make a friend of.
God help me, I am. And I wish I'd been struck dead in the street before I'd lent a hand in bringing him here. He's a thief, a liar, a devil, all that's bad from this night on. Isn't that enough for the old wretch without blows?
Come, Sykes, we must have civil words. Civil words, Bill.
Civil words, you villain. You deserve them from me. I thieved for you when I was a child, not half as old as him. And I've been in the same trade and the same service for 12 years since.
Well, if you have, it's your living.
Aye, it is. It's my living. And the cold, wet, filthy streets are my home. And you're the wretch that drove me to them long ago. And that'll keep me there day and night. Day and night until I die!
Get off him, you! She's all right now. Let me put her on the bed. She's uncommon strong in the arms when she's up in this way.
It's the worst of having to do with women. But they're clever and we can't get on in our line without them. Charlie, show Oliver a bit.
I suppose he'd better not wear his best clothes tomorrow, had he?
Certainly not, my dear.
Pull off the smart ones, Oliver. And I'll give it a Fagin to take care of.
Oh, please.
Hey, what a lot, eh?
Sir?
Mrs. Bedwin, that boy Oliver is an imposter.
It can't be, sir. It cannot be.
I tell you he is.
I never will believe it, sir.
You old women never believe anything but quack doctors and storybooks. I knew it all along. Why didn't you take my advice in the beginning?
He was a dear, grateful, gentle child, sir. I know what children are, and have done these 40 years, and people who can't say the same shouldn't say anything about them.
Silence, Bedwin. Never let me hear the boy's name again. I rang to tell you that. Never, on any pretext, mind. You may leave the room. Remember, Mrs. Bedwin, I am in earnest.
Only me, my dear.
Bring in your body, then. Lie down, you stupid brute. Don't you know the devil when he's got a great coat on?
A cold night, Bill, my dear. There's a black mist in the streets. Mud, thick on the stones. Ah, Nancy.
Pull up a chair.
You need the fire by the looks of
it. It is cold, Nancy, my dear. It seems to go right through one. It
must be a piercer if it finds its way through your heart. Give him something to drink, Nance. It's enough to turn a man ill to see his lean old carcass shivering like that. Like an ugly ghost just rose from the grave.
Quite enough, quite. Thank you, Nancy.
What? Afraid of our getting the bitter of you, eh? Yeah, give us another, Nance. There. Now I'm ready.
For business?
For business, so say what you've got to say.
About the house at Chertsey, Bill.
What about it?
Where is it to be done, Bill, eh? We've been setting it for weeks. When is it to be done? Such plague, my dear, such plague.
Not at all.
Eh? Not to be done at all?
No, not at all. At least it can't be an inside job as we expected.
Then it hasn't been properly gone about.
Toby Crackett's been hanging about the place for a fortnight and he can't get one of the servants in the line.
Do you mean to tell me that neither of the men in the house can be got over?
Yes, I do mean to tell you so.
And the women?
Not a bit of it.
Not by flesh, Toby Crackett. Think what women are, Bill.
Not even by flesh, Toby Crackett.
He should have tried mustachios and a pair of military trousers.
So he did.
Oh, then I fear the game's up. It's a sad thing, my dear, to lose so much when we've set our hearts upon it.
So it is. Worse luck. Fagin. Is it worth 50 shiners extra if it's safely done from the outside?
Yes, my dear, yes.
Then, let it come off as soon as you like. Your house is barred up at night like a jail, but there's one part we can crack safe and softly.
Is there no help wanted but yours and Toby's?
None, except a jemmy and a boy.
A boy? Oh, then it's a panel, eh?
Never mind what it is. I want a boy, and he mustn't be a big one. Lord, if only I'd got that young boy of Joe the chimney sweeps. He kept him small on purpose and let him out by the job. But the father gets transported, then the juvenile delinquent society comes along, bunch of blessed do-gooders, takes the boy away from a trade where he was earning money, teaches him to read and write, and in time makes an apprentice of him. And so they go on. And if they'd got money enough, which is a godsend they haven't, we shouldn't have half a dozen boys left in the old trade in a year or two.
No more we should. Bill.
What now?
I wonder if Miss Nancy would go and fetch us a jug of beer.
You don't want no beer?
Yes, we do.
No, you don't. Go on, Fagin. Tell Bill about Oliver.
Ha! You're a clever one, my dear. It was about Oliver I was going to speak, sure enough.
What about him?
He's the boy for you, my dear.
Him?
The others are all too big. He'll do everything you want, my dear, if you frighten him enough.
Frighten him? If he tries it on when we get into the work, in for a penny, in for a pound, you won't see him alive again, Fagin. Think of that before you send him.
I've thought of it all. Once let him feel that he's one of us. Once fill his mind with the idea that he has been a thief and he's ours. Ours for his life. It couldn't have come about better.
Ours? Yours, you mean?
Perhaps I do, my dear. Mine, if you like, Bill.
And what makes you take such pains about one chalk-faced kid when you know there's 50 boys snoozing about Covent Garden every night as you can pick and choose from?
Because they're of no use to me, my dear. Not worth the taking. They look convicted when they get into trouble and I lose them all. Besides, he has us now if he could only give us leg bail again. He must be in the same boat with us. Never mind how he came there. It's quite enough for my power over him that he was in a robbery. That's all I want.
When is it to be done?
Ah, to be sure. When is it to be done, Bill?
Never mind particulars. You just have the boy ready for me tomorrow night. I'll send Max to fetch him.
You what?
He'll come all willingly, will you?
I don't want nothing to do with
Max! That's right. I'll get off the stones an hour out of daybreak. And then, Fagin, me old cook, you hold your tongue and keep the melting pot ready. And that's all you'll have to do.
that? Who's there?
Me. Only me. God forgive me, I never thought of this.
Is it?
I don't know what comes over me sometimes. It's this damp, dirty room, I think. Now, are you ready?
Ready for what?
I'll come from Bill. You're to come with me.
What for?
For no harm.
I don't believe it.
You have it your own way. For no good thing.
Right. I'm ready.
Here. Don't you think you can try anything? If ever you're to get loose from here, this is not the time. I've promised for your being quiet and silent. If you're not, you'll only harm yourself and me. See these bruises? I've borne all this for you already. Don't let me suffer more. If I could help you, I would. But I haven't the power. Every word from you is a blow for me. Give me a hand. Come on. Your hand.
Got him?
Yeah, here he is.
Did he come quiet?
Like a lamb.
Glad to hear it for the sake of his young carcass. Come here, young man. Do you know what this is?
A pistol, sir.
Well then, look here. This is powder. And that here's a bullet. And this is a little bit of an old hat for wadding. Got that?
Yes.
There. Now it's loaded.
Yes. It is, sir.
Well, if you speak a word when you're out with me, except when I speak to you, that bullet will be in your head without notice. Now, come on, young'un. Don't lag behind. We've got a long way to cover tonight. Toby! Where the hell is he? Toby! Bill!
Am I glad to see you? Where the hell have you been?
The boy. Been dragging his heels the whole way. Damn his eyes.
Oh. He don't look much like a burglar.
You said it. Don't ask me why, but Fagin was dead set on sending this one.
Oh, look at him. What an invaluable piece he'll be for the old lady's pockets in chapel. His mug will be his fortune to him.
That's enough. What was that?
I didn't hear nothing.
Right. You got the crates?
Yeah. Here you are.
You do?
What did I tell you? Shut it.
It's only a mask, young'un, to hide your chalky little face. Right. Who's going first?
Here. There's a light in that room. What's going on?
Oh, God knows.
There's no one awake at this time, surely, to God.
No chance.
We'll have to make a dash across the lawn.
Right.
Go on.
Oh, right.
The boy next. Come on, young'un. Go on.
What are you doing?
Go on, I say.
What's the matter with the boy?
Get over to that house, or I'll screw your brains on the grass.
Oh, for God's sake, let me go! Don't make me steal!
For Christ, I'll... Bill, that's no good.
Now listen, young'un. You say another word, and I'll finish you off myself with a crack on the head. That makes no noise, and it's just as certain... No. Come on, Bill. He's game enough now, I reckon. Come on.
Now, listen, you young imp. You see this little hatch? Toby's going to crack it open. Then I'm going to put you through. You'll find yourself in the cellar. Creep up the stairs and you'll see straight up for you. And round to the front door. Unfasten it and let us in.
There's a bolt at the top. You won't be able to reach, so stand on one of the old chairs. There's three there, Bill, with a jolly blue unicorn and gold lines on
them. Shut it, can't you? The room door's open, is it?
Wide. Oh, yeah, they always leave it open so as the dog can walk in the passage when he's wakeful.
The dog?
Yeah.
What?
But I enticed him away tonight.
Shut up! Now get to work.
Right. Here we go. It's all yours.
Right. Oliver. You see the stairs up for you?
Yes.
Get to work. Oliver.
Yes.
You're within shot all the way. Falter once and you're dead. It's done in a minute. Go to it.
Officer.
Nothing. Now, Oliver.
Cough your arm, Tyler. Give me a scarf here. They've hit him. Quick. Damnation. Look at that blood.
It's all up, Bill.
Cover you, my little hound. Give me a hand with the boy.
Keep your head up. They may take a parting shot.
James, look there. What's that?
Oh, here he is. What? He's one of the thieves. I shot him, sir.
Take care, man.
Well, oh, don't worry, sir. He's no danger to us now.
Well, I'll be... What is it, sir? If it isn't little Oliver Twist, I'll eat my head.
In episode 3 of Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens, Oliver was Edward Long, Sykes Tim McInerney, and Nancy Adjoa Ando. Fagin was John Grillo, the Dodger Richard Pierce, Charlie Paul Ryan, and Toby Crackett David Holt. Brownlow was Peter Jeffrey, Mrs. Bedwin Tina Gray, Grimwig Brett Usher, and Grimwig's servant Kim Wall. The music was composed and played by John Kirkpatrick with cellist Catherine Locke. Oliver Twist was dramatised and directed at Pebble Mill by Nigel Bryant.